My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I met with both quarterbacks here just a few minutes ago after practice, and I informed them that Russ is QB1 going into week one. It was a difficult decision, but not difficult in a negative way, to be quite honest with you. It was difficult in a positive way. The decision was difficult because of what they're capable of doing. Decision was difficult because of how they have conducted themselves, as opposed to the things that they fall short in terms of capabilities or negative conduct. Both guys have been really professional. I've been really excited about getting to know them and their games and having the ability to analyze what both are capable of bringing. Obviously, Russ's injury created some challenges in terms of that process, in terms of exposure to him. But in the same token, it created more opportunities and avenues to get to know Justin and for Justin to show what he's capable of.
Mike Tomlin talking about his quarterback decision. It is going to be Russell Wilson. We've known that for a long time, but it's like you took that document to the notary yesterday, Dorn. Bang! Notarized! So it's going to be Russ. Tomlin says it was a difficult decision. There's some BS in there, and there's some non-BS in there. When he talks, in my opinion, when he talks about Justin Fields, and I watched the video too, you can tell he loves the guy. He likes the guy, and he has been pleasantly surprised by the way he's played. Tomlin wanted him here because he was in love with him in the draft process, and you knew he was an athlete. Mike Tomlin has said time and time again, he's more athletic in person than he thought that he was watching him on tape. So I do believe Mike Tomlin really, really, really likes, if not loves, Justin Fields. That being said, I am not buying for a second that this was a difficult decision. Because the second Russ Wilson was ready to go from this calf injury, he was instituted as quarterback one. He played fewer snaps in the final two preseason games than Justin Fields did. Because you're protecting your starting quarterback. He has been taking all the one reps in practice, according to everybody that we trust on all this. So Justin Fields impressed Mike Tomlin more than Mike Tomlin even thought he would, and yet Russell Wilson is still the starting quarterback, leading me to believe he was always going to be the Steelers' starting quarterback.
Maybe Mike Tomlin's telling us that it was a tough decision because Justin Fields checked all the boxes we were wondering about him. And maybe he's telling us that the evaluation that we got of Justin Fields at first is clearly different, and the things that we needed to know about him, he answered, and that could be our future. Looking into it, that's looking into it very deeply. But I also think that he's saying that it was a tough decision because they're two different quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
and what Justin Fields could bring to the table, Russell Wilson can't. He used to maybe at one point in his career, but he can't. It's like if you get into a bind and you have an athlete back there like that, like he can get out of so many situations. If your offensive line is banged up like it is, and we'll get into that, Justin Fields being back there now, you know, don't fully trust him like you trust Russ of throwing the ball in crucial situations, but if he can run and he can get you first downs, that does make it, I guess, a little bit tougher because whenever you have that quarterback battle, it's like, do I want to go with the young, athletic, energizer bunny, or do I want to go with the methodical, you know, veteran quarterback that I am very used to having because I had Ben Roethlisberger for so long? I don't know. I think that there was some truth to it.
Sure, I think there was some, yeah.
But I think that they had their mind made up. Like, I think it falls right into the category of what we've been talking about the whole time. Like, Russ had to lose the job. Justin Fields is never going to win the job. But Justin Fields won his job, if that makes sense. Justin Fields did the things that they needed him to do individually to show them that he was capable, which he's winning in a sense, but didn't win the actual starting job right now.
I can buy that. I can absolutely buy that. I hadn't even thought about this in a long time, but the first quarterback acquired was Russell Wilson, and so they had him earmarked since then. You had veterans pounding the table for Russ. Now, you had Cam Hayward and the leadership council, if you will, that were lobbying to Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan, go get Russell Wilson. From that point forward, it's decided. From that point forward, it doesn't matter who you bring in here. When your veterans ask the powers that be to make something happen and it is done, you're not going to pull that rug out from under those guys.
Right.
Now, they can be impressed by Justin Fields, and that is the part of this that I think is legit. They are impressed with Justin Fields. They are believers in Justin Fields. But they're going to lean on the resume of Russ Wilson, and he's done a lot of good things in practice, too. And Mike Tomlin was salivating, not just with the local media, but also with Rich Eisen, about the deep ball that Russell Wilson throws. Like, those things matter. The fact that he had confetti rain down on him, that matters. And I think even if both guys played exactly the same, even if Justin Fields played a little bit better, I think the relative tie was always going to go to the confetti man.
Yep.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to believe that it's the right decision, too. I don't sit here and turn the microphones on, and just because the Steelers, the Pirates, the Penguins, Pitt does something, I say, okay, they made the right call. I feel like I'm fair. I feel like I'm calling it like I see it. Just because Russ is named the guy, just because it's annoyed me how much the national media has said this is a quarterback competition, even though we knew it wasn't a quarterback competition, it doesn't change my view on it. I always thought Russ was the right call.
Yeah.
And I think he gives them the best chance to win, particularly early.
Yeah,
right now. Gives them the best chance to win.
Right now.
Yeah.
For what they want to do, what they want to accomplish this year, it's almost the definition of stopgap, in my opinion. While you have your answer, you think you have your answer on the roster. And I think it's a good situation. Let Justin Fields sit back and learn. Give him something to work with. Give him some packages.
Which we will get into, because it sounds like that's happening.
But I think that they got a lot of questions answered throughout this, the OTA and the training camp period, on Justin Fields, on if he could be the next quarterback if they do part ways with Russell Wilson after the season.
To that point, Mike Tomlin said something to Rich Eisen that I didn't pull out and cut to play on the show, so I'll paraphrase this. Tomlin told Eisen, basically, it was nice to have a quarterback competition where it's not the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
It's both guys bring something good to the table, and you're not working on minimizing weaknesses. You're working on, all right, what do these guys' strengths mean we can do as an offense? And we'll pick the guy that we think the strengths fit most in line with what we're looking to do. I thought he threw a ton of shade at the previous quarterback battles. And it actually made me, for the first time, and we probably need more time to talk about this, for the first time it made me think maybe Mike Tomlin did not want Kenny Pickett.
Mm-hmm.
The way he talked to Eisen was, and he didn't use any names, but he kind of sounded like he was thinking, Trubisky or Kenny, this is what I got to work with? I don't know if he wanted Kenny to begin with. And I wonder if it was mostly an Art Rooney II decision and a Kevin Colbert decision.
I thought that all along.
Yeah.
I thought that all along. I honestly think, and people are going to laugh, and people are going to say stuff like that, I'm ridiculous. I think they didn't want to get spurned again like they happened in 1983.
Yeah.
I swear. With Marino.
Yep.
I think that was definitely a part of their thought process going into that draft.
And you know what, man? It makes a lot of sense then that they would cut bait with him after 2 years. If you believe that hypothesis that you've had, we don't want to miss out on the guy who was next door going and being great. Well, after 2 years, they found out they weren't going to be missing out on anything. And it leads you to cut bait with the guy. It all makes a ton of sense, honestly.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.